since we have been examining zip codes and health, it turns out that some folks who work in virtually every zip code, sometimes two dozen zip codes in a single day, may have some of the worst health problems in America. The traveling community of long-haul truck drivers in this country have some of the worst rates of obesity, heart disease, and life expectancy of any occupation group. Former trucker Sipiwe Baleka has taken it on as his mission to become a personal trainer to an occupation that sits way too much and exercises way too little.
Truck drivers have a unique occupation. They live in a box. They don't have access to a kitchen. They're not able to get to the local organic farmers market. And their schedules are unique. Sometimes they're driving at night. Sometimes they're driving in the day. Sometimes they're not driving at all. If you ask the average person, why are truck drivers overweight or obese to begin with? The average person is going to say, oh, it's because they eat too much and they're lazy. But that's not true. The vast majority of drivers, they're only eating once or twice a day. They're actually undernourished. So the real root of the problem is their metabolisms are very low and they're not producing hormones properly.
How long did it take for you to understand that being a trucker had a really serious impact on your body and your health?
2 months. I gained 10.7% of my body weight in the first 2 months of my career, and that was sort of my wake-up moment.
And what did you do to reverse that besides getting out of trucking? And a lot of truckers, of course, don't have the option of getting out of trucking.
Well, I tested everything. I started out by doing push-ups and sit-ups kind of haphazardly. I tried every kind of fitness equipment from perfect push-up stands to medicine balls and kettlebells and dumbbells and resistance bands and ankle weights and every kind of diet, Weight Watchers, Atkins, Mediterranean, Paleo, all of those things. I tried to find out what worked and what didn't work. And that's when I realized there's a fitness and nutrition program out there for everyone in America, except one that was specifically designed for long-haul truck drivers, their unique environment, and their unique schedules. I mean, this is an epidemic we're talking about. One out of three Americans is obese. Two out of three truck drivers is obese, okay? So the health of truck drivers is public policy for America because, one, they have to take a physical every 2 years just to qualify for their job. And two, everything that you can touch, everything that you have in your house and in your office has come off of a truck. Without truck drivers, this economy comes to a halt.
What's your stake in all this? I mean, what do you get out of all this? And please don't tell me you've got some, like, you know, build up your abs device that I can have for $19.95.
I mean, I was a truck driver and I saw what it did to me. And then I learned how to undo the damage and stay healthy and stay fit on the road. And I realized there was a real need for this system for truck drivers. I mean, that's sort of my mission. That's my passion is when you help people transform their lives and they lose 20 or 30 pounds and they start coming off of medications or they no longer need a CPAP, you've really helped someone. That's a good thing. So I feel like that's my mission is to do the best I can to make the world a better place. And I have this unique skill set where I know a lot about physiology and metabolic endocrinology, but I also know truck drivers.
And what's the first thing I do if I'm driving a Kenworth and I pull into some parking lot and there you are waiting for me?
First thing you do is log your food for 7 days, everything you eat and drink so that you can see what your nutritional profile is. For a lot of these drivers, what I'm teaching them, it has very little to do with calories. It has to do more with how do you spike or turn your metabolism up to engage your fat burning system so that you can burn fat while you are actually behind the driver's wheel. So for drivers, we show them how to do a 4-minute workout right on the side of their truck at maximum intensity based on their own fitness level that will do just that, turn their metabolism up to its highest level. And then we show them how to eat and what to eat every 3 hours to maintain that high metabolic level. And once you learn that, it's very easy to lose weight in the truck.
And does a higher metabolism mean more alert drivers, more safe driving in periods when, you know, sleep can be a problem?
I believe it does directly, and there's plenty of statistics that suggest this. There is a well-established link between sleep apnea and driver fatigue and highway accidents. if you have sleep apnea or some disordered breathing issue when you're sleeping that's related to obesity, you are 7 times more likely to be involved in an accident. And obese truck drivers cause 45% more accidents per mile driven than normal weight truck drivers. So the statistics definitely show a link there. But more importantly, you know, the government and the Department of Transportation has statistics that show that prescription medication, over-the-counter medication, illness, and driver fatigue were a factor in 33% of highway accidents between, I think it was 2001 and 2003.
Well, the very enthusiastic mission of Sipiwe Baleka, former truck driver, triathlete, and a fitness instructor who designs health regimens for truck drivers to lose weight and stay healthy and to stop being one of the unhealthiest employment classifications in America. Sipiwe, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.